Seattle's a hotbed of contemporary dance and performance. You can see new work everywhere, from little studios on Capitol Hill to the giant Macaw Hall. Pacific Northwest Ballet performs in. One growing dance company here is Wim Wim. Artistic director Olivier Wevers was trained in classical ballet in his native Belgium. He danced for many years at PNB. This weekend, Wim Wim inaugurates its fifth season. The evening of new work showcases how far the company's come since Wevers formed it in 2009 in the middle of the Great Recession.
It started with, you know, a group of friends. Let's make this happen. Project-based. It was like putting a puzzle together, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you guys have 2 hours here, you have 2 hours there, so I'm going to work with you, then with you, and, you know, make it happen. So it was kind of like a patchwork, like putting a puzzle together. And for the first time now, since working for this rep, we have our own dancers. We have 8 dancers, and we've been working daily from 10 to 3 every day, and which provides for a much better creative process. That it's, you know, you give the right tools for the choreographers. They don't have to deal with the puzzle making, but they can just focus on making the piece, have the dancers in the room the whole time, and then just really mold it how they want it.
What are you looking for when you choose dancers for Wim Wim?
A lot of different things, not just good dancers. And good dancers is also, you know, that's so personal.
I was going to say, in the eye of the beholder.
I don't know. What's great about the dancers that I really enjoy working with is finding their strength and their weaknesses. And their weaknesses can feel for them really like stifling. But for me, they can be really exciting because it gives them that weakness to me can be really interesting.
Are you looking for a certain base level of technique or training?
Yes, but also I think it's more about having the technique and the knowledge, but being able to go past and beyond that. And I'm also looking for dancers that will work well together. The work environment is important to me. 99% of our time is spent in the studio. I want the people working with Wim Wim to be kind of like a family, be respectful of each other, be encouraging of each other, be accepting of your flaws and weaknesses, and use those flaws and weaknesses as, you know, something that's positive.
I'm talking with choreographer Olivier Wevers, who's the artistic director of Wim Wim. How would you say your choreography has evolved over the 4 seasons of Wim Wim?
Maybe the best way for me to describe how I feel about the progress and the transition is that maybe I have freed myself from some rules and I have freed myself from some expectations. And that has allowed my work in my eyes to breathe and to have more layers and to actually have richer qualities in vocabulary and movement.
You have worked around the country. You've reworked a piece that you choreographed that you were commissioned to make for a company in Philadelphia. You've worked in Grand Rapids. What do you bring back from those experiences to your own work, for your own dancers, for your own company? Mm.
Whenever I go somewhere else, it's a new experience because you have to learn to communicate with those dancers. It's a new group synergy. It's a new way of interacting. You have individuals. You have to make really fast decision on casting, even though you don't really know those dancers. The challenges make you grow, and like learning to deal with, oh, I wish I would have picked a cast differently because I can see this girl could do this better, and like I should switch them around. So learning about that is like teaching you to have a new way of looking at people and not have the expectations that I have when I'm working with the dancers that I know here.
Even though you have taken the company a couple times out of the Seattle area, I think of it as a Seattle-based company performing for Seattle audiences for the most part. There must be limits to being up here in the northwest corner so far away.
There are limits, which, you know, there's huge pool of dancers in New York and on the East Coast and probably a bigger pool in San Francisco than in Seattle too. But it's a great place to create. We have kind of more of a freedom. It's not so overloaded with a lot of people doing a lot of things. We have this freedom of like being able to create something here and, you know, export it. I think it's important to find the right dancers, it doesn't matter where they're from, and to create together here and then show what we've done with it.
What challenges does it pose to be here?
Well, getting the dancers here. We have two dancers that moved, one from New York, one from Alaska.
They moved here?
They moved here, yes, to be with Wim Wim. And, you know, the fact that next year our season will have three reps, so we'll have more weeks to offer the dancers, we'll actually by next year be very competitive in the contemporary dance circuit of other companies. So that's going to be an asset for us, that we're going to be able to attract, you know, dancers are going to want to come and work here because of the contract we'll be offering.
What's your dream for yourself artistically as a choreographer?
You know, it's interesting. What I love to do is being in a studio and create. Like today again, I was finishing Les Sylphides, and I just feel so good and excited with the process that we had those past 3 hours.
We should backtrack, because Les Sylphides, for people who know about ballet, is a famous work in the ballet repertoire. That's not what you're making in the studio exactly, is it?
No, I'm using the music from Les Sylphides, which was the first non-narrative ballet from the early 1900s. And I've been wanting to use that music because it's music that's not used anymore. It's almost music that's not heard anymore.
But based on some memory that you have out of the training that you emerged from.
Right. I mean, I take all of my baggage with me.
Choreographer Olivier Wevers, his dance company Wim Wim opens its fifth season this weekend at the Cornish Playhouse at Seattle Center. That's the theater that used to be called Intimon Playhouse. It's The Record on KUOW. Let's all dance.